Today I want to talk about what Jesus, in praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, modeled for us, our human side and the divine capacity within. He first prayed like most of us would, "Take this cup from me." But then he'd say, "Your will be done." Three times he goes back and forth in this way before he gets up from his prayers to face what is before him. Human, divine, sinner, saint. He modeled what each of us has within us, a very human nature and divine potential. Before we go on, let's define sin. From the ancient Hebrew language, we learn that sin means missing the mark. If the mark for the Israelites was totally living under God's authority, then a sinner is one who falls short of the real relationship with God that we were created to have. Sin is not a black mark on our souls as much as a falling short of where we could be with God. It's the age-old struggle that each man and woman who cares about God faces. How do I stay in God's will? Being a sinner says more about our own inconstancy than about any inherent evil. Personally, for me, I don't like the word sin. I grew up in a hellfire and damnation church, which condemned the sinner vigorously. Now I see that sin is never the end of the story. It's what you do with the sin that counts. We're going to err, to miss the mark. When we do, we need to step back into that real relationship with God. Harder to fathom for us is the potential saint within. We're used to thinking of ourselves as less than we could be. But to be a saint? It seems incredulous to us. If we follow Jesus' model in Gethsemane, it means we have to accept God's will, to accept the reality before us. Jesus knew, at least in his imagination, what was about to happen to him, and he embraced it. Your will, not mine. Can we embrace our challenges, the suffering, the things we don't like, while not loving them, not even choosing to have them happen to us? Why not? We're not immune to suffering. In fact, it can be our great teacher of how to let go, to love, to accept, to forgive ourselves and others. We don't have to love our suffering, but we do have to sort of be willing to go through it. It's there before us. The longer we resist, the harder it becomes to accept. By refusing to entertain what is before us, we get stuck where we were, in the past. We're in resistance. We're making it worse. We're holding God at bay. I think we have to change our idea of what a saint is to fully entertain this potential within. A saint is not perfect in all things, but a saint does follow God's will as best as he or she can. A saint is dedicated to God, to loving, to carrying out his or her purpose in the world. But saints are still very human. A lot of people consider Mother Teresa to be a saint for the work she did with the very poor and dying in India. But many were dismayed to read of her diaries after she died, which revealed that she often felt the absence of God, what we might call a dark night of the soul. Her commitment was steadfast, even when she didn't feel God's presence. Isn't that the life of a saint? It's not an either-or proposition, human or saint, but both together that defines a religious person. It's not about being likable or about being perfect, but more about trying to follow God's will for us as best we can. And at the same time, we're aware of where we fall short or of how human we can be. I guess the difference is who is in charge within us, the human or the saint. Do we pick ourselves up and get back into the relationship with God? Or do we hold on to our error, making it bigger than it was, and resist coming back to God? And there is God, the father of all the prodigal sons and daughters, waiting with open arms for us to return, no matter what we have done, celebrating, forgiving, loving us.